Hi,
and thanks for downloading the PT Pinecast, a podcast for DPT students and new grads created entirely by PT students. The twist is, we want a candid and casual conversation instead of a lecture. Because let's be honest, we get more than enough lectures during school. So to keep things a bit lighter, we like to throw in a beer, glass of wine, or mixed drink, just to make sure people are a little more relaxed. My name is Jimmy McKay, a third-year student at Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia, and I'll be your host as we have some drinks and talk PT with clinicians, researchers, and leaders in the field of physical therapy. So feel free to crack a beer while you listen, because the more you drink, the smarter I sound.
This is the PT Pinecast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, ladies and gents, episode number 3 of the PT Pintcast. This episode, you can find him online at Therapy Insiders on Twitter or on his website, therapyinsiderspod.com. He's been doing podcasting about PT since 2013, works for the University of Maryland School of Medicine Department of Physical Therapy and Rehabilitation Science. He's also the co-host of Therapy Insiders Show. He is the Doctor of Physical Therapy, Gene Sharakabrad. Did I hack the last name? Did I get it right?
Yeah, that was terrible. So thanks for having me on, and we're done. That's it.
Say it right so I can sound intelligent.
Sharakabrad.
So how'd you start? Where'd you go to PT school? How'd you get into PT to begin with?
Went to PT school at University of Maryland. Kind of stuck around afterwards. They asked me to be an adjunct faculty.
How'd you go from PT school to PT adjunct faculty to podcasting? What kind of drew you to that?
Really a lack of information. And, I did everything that everyone else does. I read through all the research. I did all the PubMed stuff. I was gung-ho from the beginning. And I started really meeting, people that are on the upper echelon of our profession. And started treating patients and was just so pissed off about useless, shitty information that's out there. And I was like, listen, people know it, but are not spreading the information to the mass populace or even within ourselves. I was like, there's got to be a better way. So I got a mic and convinced my good friend Joe, who co-hosts the show with us, and mm-hmm. We did our first show with Jim Meadows and said, Jim, sit your ass down. We're going to do a podcast. He's a bloody what? And kind of went off from there.
Selling is often looked at as a dirty word, especially in the healthcare industry, but many other healthcare practitioners sell their services well. Gene has been very vocal about selling PT as a field. Here's what he had to say about selling PT.
You have to get that buy-in instantly, but the other side of it is interacting to get the people to you in the first place. Kind of we talk a lot about that, or recently been talking a lot about that, is the business side of it, the selling, which is a dirty word for a lot of people for some reason, but I can think of a lot of worse words than that.
It was the topic of the Oxford debate at the next conference, and that was kind of the dirty word, as you said. Should we be selling our profession, or should PTs have business degrees? That's kind of what some people on the Twitter sphere are kind of talking about. And so what's your angle? What do you think?
There's no way you can take selling and business out of this profession, because the broken record thing is healthcare is a business. You can't get around that, and you shouldn't get around that. You should accept that and not for some reason make it a negative thing. You put a negative connotation to selling, even though it's not. It's we're not trying to dupe the patient. We're trying to make them real customers. At some point, healthcare has lost customer service along the way. And customer service and business, they go hand in hand. If you treat patients as customers, then you have to know business, because you have to bring in customers to your business.
I asked Gene what a good scenario would be like if he needed to sell PT to a patient during everyday clinical practice. Here's what he told me.
A patient that comes in that's completely hasn't exercised at all in 3-5 years, and you have to sell them on exercise again. You have to sell them on being healthy again, aside from just getting them out of pain or whatever they come to you for. I mean, you're selling all the time. It's just we have to channel that ability beyond just the clinic and sell in marketing and advertising. And after you're done with a patient, hey, can you refer your friend, family, anybody that you know that you come in contact with that has an issue? You know, don't forget about us. Just send them our way or have them call me if they have questions. People that are listening right now, I mean, how many are actually doing that to their patients saying, hey, don't forget about us?
I think PT as a field has a marketing problem. You know, my parents are watching their firstborn son spend $100,000+ on a degree, and they're not 100% sure what I can actually do. I mean, every time I tell them the things I'm learning in school, they say, I didn't realize PTs did that.
Exactly, and your point is right on with the customers or patients, whatever you want to call them, because a lot of times they come into us already confused or at least with knowledge that is not accurate. It's your job to either put those pieces together or just completely blow those pieces up and rebuild their knowledge base. If you're not talking with accurate terms, then you might lose their trust. It's important professionally for us to build and move our profession forward so everyone's on the same page, at least in what we're saying. And for our patients, that they have a good foundational base after they leave us, because, you know, our job isn't to always take care of our patients. Our job is to help our patients be independent so they can take care of themselves.
With all this talk about selling and business PT, I asked Gene if he got enough education formally during PT school about selling the profession and the business of physical therapy.
Maryland, we had a business plan that we made, which is pretty standard things. All the stuff that I learned about business is when I started my own companies. So a couple of years ago, me and my partner, he's an engineer, we created a device for neck pain relief and retraining and for posture support and sitting. We did a Kickstarter campaign. We raised $30,000 in 40 days.
That's it? Just 30K in 40 days? Holy shit,
yeah,
man.
No,
that's a fantastic job.
We're slackers.
I saw a picture of the device on your website. It's like a cervical device, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a consumer device. It kind of restores the lordotic curvature in the neck. You could do different deep neck flexor training exercises. It provides suboccipital release. Blah, blah, blah. There's my agenda. I just sold it. Got it in there. Mid-level boom.
Sell away, brother.
but that was so cool for me, because not only did we make something from scratch, and you know, my buddy, my partner, he's an engineer, and he's, you know, smart as hell, Corey Fleischer. He also, by the way, won Discovery Channel's Big Brain Theory TV show. So he really won a TV show. But after we did our Kickstarter campaign, like we lined up manufacturing and everything, we had to from scratch build relationships and to make something from nothing. We had to learn the manufacturing process. And then after that, because we, you know, it was a business that we wanted to develop. So I had to learn how to do web design, SEO, keywords, advertising, marketing, all of that stuff that you don't learn as a clinician, but you have to learn to sell to consumers. The more I started doing it, the more I started kind of combining the two. I started realizing, holy shit, I mean, this is how we should be marketing healthcare and PT,
right?
Like we're trying to sell a product to a consumer, and combining those with elements from the clinic. I mean, you can have a powerful thing. Don't get me wrong. This is still stuff that I'm figuring out every single day and learning and, you know, mess up regularly on. But that's the beauty of it. You need to know the metrics that you want to cover. You need to know how they're progressing or how they're not progressing and what to do about it. Otherwise, you're just repeating the same shit from years before.
So the product is called the ARC, A-R-C.
The ARC.
GoArcNow.com.
Better go ARC now.
Drinking your problems away. The PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast proudly supports the Wounded Warrior Project. Since 2003, the Wounded Warrior Project has been raising funds and awareness for the needs of injured service members, helping injured servicemen and women with aid and assistance, and to provide unique direct programs and services to meet their needs. Their continuing goal is to foster the most successful, well-adjusted generation of wounded service members in our nation's history. To find out how you can help the Wounded Warrior Project, visit them online at woundedwarriorproject.org. Physical therapy and beer go together.
Right.
The PT Pinecast with McKay.
Gene's successful podcast, Therapy Insiders, can be found now on iTunes. Students have downloaded it thousands of times. So I asked Gene, what do we as students need to know as we head out of school and into the real world?
You need to know what your passion is, what your drive is, and chances are most people will not know that out of school. That's why if you read a lot of things, people will say, oh, you should probably wait like 2 or 3 years, 4 years
before,
to do something.
Before and, what? Before just like before going for an OCS or before going for a specialty?
Anything. Forget letters, numbers, all that stuff. before really knowing what you want to do.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think if you truly know what you want to do, like say yourself that had a job for 12 years before that, if you truly know at that point what you want to do, just go for
just
it.
Just go.
I'm not a proponent of, oh, practice a year or two, then decide to go into the field that you want to do. Forget that. If you have a passion, if you have a drive, just go for it and do it. Because if you want to be in podcast, if you want to create a product, if you want to just practice to be a PT, that's fine too. But you have to kind of go with that. Do what you want to do and do what will make you happy. But also realize that you will evolve in a lot of ways. So when I kind of alluded to this earlier, when I got out of school, my mindset is I want to be the best. I was a very egotistical, if you met me first year out of school, you would have been like, man, that is a cocky prick. That took me a while to figure out, and I'm still working on it. Some people will like me. Some people I'll rub off as a cocky prick still. I kind of know I'm getting a better sense because people would always tell me, man, you're really passionate in everything you do. And I had no idea what the hell that means. And I'm starting to kind of wrap my mind around on what that is and how powerful that is when you talk to people that just are lethargic about life and lethargic about what they want to do, and they just kind of go through the motions. And to me, that's one of the worst things that can happen to me in life. If I don't have a passion and a drive to achieve something and to grow something. So my advice to you or to any student would be figure out what the hell you want to do and go after it. Do it. Just do it. Trust me, I know it's scary. I know you have student loans. I know you have to support families. I know it because I do it. I have a wife. I have a three-year-old. I have a mortgage payment for a loan. You can always find things to limit you. Figure out which area interests you. Go after it. That's what I would really recommend.
I asked Gene if he thought with so many podcasts coming online, if that was good or bad for the market.
You doing a podcast, that's an awesome thing because the more we have in the medium that are good, the better. So between my podcast and Karen Litzy's and yours and Jared Carter's, PT Inquest is a pretty good one. The Gate Guys. I mean, we have some pretty good podcasts out there. And, you know, the podcast is different than other mediums where there's a lot of competition.
Right.
Because people consume it so much and so quickly that it only helps to have more that people can search out.
Before we let Gene go, we asked him if he had any parting words of advice for DPT students and practicing PTs alike. Here's what he had to say.
It's leveraging those connections, not making connections, but leveraging. And leveraging not by doing something to help yourself, but to help somebody else. You help somebody else and they paid forward, and eventually I 100% guarantee you it will always come back to you and will always help you in some way or another. So never be afraid to reach out and to help somebody without an agenda. Your agenda eventually is to build up good karma points. So, I mean, like I said, there's always an agenda, but the main goal is to help somebody else and to pay it forward in a way, because it always works out in the end.
All right. Gene Shirakabad. Shirakabad. Did I do it wrong again?
I am never coming back on this podcast
again. It's episode 3. It's going to end right here. Check him online at Therapy Insiders, online at therapyinsiderspod.com. His product is online at Go Arc Now, and that's Arc, A-R-C. And adjunct faculty at the University of Maryland. And man, I'll be honest, this was a cool conversation for our third episode for the PT Podcast.
Happy to be on.
Taking IPAs over TKAs. It's the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.